It is with great pride and a sense of heartfelt appreciation that we gather here today in this beautiful new check-in hall of the Queen Beatrix International Airport to celebrate a very important milestone in the Gateway 2030 project. Please allow me to take you back a couple of years, to be exact, March of 2020, when we took the difficult and historic decision to close the airport, to close our borders due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I remember walking in the empty airport and feeling very, very concerned. When would we be able to reopen the borders? Will we survive what was to come? How would our citizens survive without income from tourism? Would our visitors come back to Aruba? Many, many questions that could not be answered. Fortunately, the crisis team assisting the government consisted of very able and knowledgeable professionals. And thanks to our professionals, we were able to start planning the reopening. We could start preparing for the reopening, and we could execute the reopening of our borders and the airport. And not everyone was in agreement with the decision to reopen so soon. But fortunately, locally, our citizens had confidence in the ones in charge. I still remember, and I see Mrs. Ronella Cruz and colleague Minister Dange Udibert. I still remember in those days that in a meeting with Dutch public officials, they called us cowboys because we were considering to open the borders so soon. But we knew we had to open the airport again. Once the borders were open, the discussion started how long it would take for Aruba to recover. Stakeholders weren't aligned. AHATA had a projection, ATA had a projection, AAA had a projection back then. I don't know if you remember that you told us the recovery would be in 2025. Those were really very, very difficult times, uncertain times, and confusing times. And I'm sure, and I can speak for myself, that some of the decisions that we took then, we will not repeat if we need to. We learned a lot from those times. But whatever the case was, the Minister and Tourism and myself, we felt that in all cases, 2025 was too long. And immediately we started doing everything possible in order to be able to recover sooner. We brought everyone together at a table and we did not take no for an answer. And today we can look back and say, yes, yes, we did it. And we did it together. Aruba was fully recovered already in 2023. And according to the IMF, our recovery has been impressive. Tourism and the economy are growing. Unemployment is in the lowest that it has been in 20 years. And we have our public finances in order. And for this, I want to thank everyone, each and everyone who contributed to Aruba's success.